say that the miracle was that the Jewish people kept their mouths shut all the time, use the trumpet and all that. Also, what I want you to see when you go there, how close is the tell to the mountain, because it says when the two spies ran, when Rahab helped them to escape, they ran to the mountain. It's so close, and you see caves. We see evidence of a mud brick wall there from that time. Some say that the wall is 200 years older. We have no problem with that, because when you go to Jerusalem and you look at the wall of the city, it's 500 years older. So, of course, the wall could be there. And then also, when you come in, on the left-hand side, you see some areas like Wadi, you know, and the road to Jericho, and this is where Herod had his palace. Herod gave an order, the day he died, he didn't want anybody to enjoy Jericho. Now it's not very pleasant. Winter time, it's great. He gave an order, the day he died, to destroy his palace and to kill 70 of the leaders, so at least people will be sorry, if not for him, for other people. The 70 were not killed, but his palace was destroyed. That is the very palace that he asked to baptize Aristobulus, where he drowned him. He had the serpent did, of course, and that put an end to the Hasmonean period. That is also the old Jericho road. Remember, Jesus healed a blind man in Jericho? And another thing is, Joshua cursed the city of Jericho. Two things, that they were dead, and also the first one who will build it will pay with his first son. So did Ahab. And Elisha the prophet followed Elijah, and Elijah was ready to go to the other side. Elisha said to him, "Don't leave me alone. How will I go back to the people?" And he said to him, "Worry not, take my garment, and you will prove," garment is a position, "you will prove that you are the prophet." And Elisha came and took salt and healed the city. When you take a small measure of salt, it's preserving, it's healing. But if you take too much, it kills everything. So this is one message. It also says, as the salt of the earth. It also says that the salt loses its saltiness. Salt cannot lose its saltiness, but if you like to cook, you always have next to the stove salt, right? And sometimes we put our hand in and our hand is not very clean, and that's why you don't want to use it, right? This is what happened in the temple after salt. Not that it lost its saltiness, it lost the appeal to be used as salt. They would put it on the floor at the temple. Nowadays, in our countries that you have snow, you do put salt on the ground. So, I just wanted you to see Jericho, comes from the name Nun, the oldest city in the world, which is built on the lowest point of the earth, and it's also the first city conquered by the Israelites. He's going to stop at the sycamore tree so you can take a picture at the sycamore tree. Then he's going to stop at facing Mountain Plantation so you can take the mountain and you can take the monastery. It's a Greek Orthodox monastery built in the 4th century. And of course, you drive through the city there, and then when you turn around, you look and you know what a town is. It looks like something like this brownish mountain, and that is the town that was conquered by the Israelites. I just wanted to get a feel of Jericho. Makes a difference. So